When it comes to clerkship and med school rotations and the first year of residency, there's a lot to learn. You're still pouring on the knowledge and didactic learning, but now you also need to apply it clinically and learn how to work within a hospital or a clinic. An important skill set that you'll have to master is rounding and writing notes, as these will take up a lot of your time and cognitive capacity during the day. Now, for the sake of this video, we're going to assume that the patient's already been admitted and the initial admission note is already done, which we'll make separate videos about. So let's go through day-to-day rounding and just briefly touch on progress notes. As a medical student, you're going to be assigned patients, and as a resident, it's going to be similar, but you might have more patients or more complexity of patients. Now, there's two ways to go about tackling your list. I prefer method two, but at the beginning, you'll probably stick with method one. So the first method is floor by floor, and it's just what it sounds like. You go floor by floor and get through the list. This is nice because it feels like you've checked something off your list as you get done with each floor. Most hospitals are organized to have certain types of services and types of patients on certain floors, like surgical floors or medical floors. So this is nice too because it keeps you zoned into a particular type of problem. The downside here is that regardless of the floor, you might be hit with a varying complexity of patients. You may go from a dressing change required to a syncopal episode overnight that needs to be worked up, and that's where method 2 comes in. There's a method in the productivity space, I believe by Brian Tracy, that states to eat that frog first thing in the morning. It's a metaphor for doing the hardest task of the day first, and that's what method 2 is all about. You want to organize your list with seeing the most complex, sickest, acute, and active patients first. Now, this can also include difficult families, administrative tasks that need to get done, etc. But basically, this group of patients will take up the most energy and thinking capacity, so work on them first. Then you progress to your more stable, waiting for rehab type patients. The best part of this method is what I've described. The downside is that sometimes you're going to bounce from floor to floor depending on what service you're on or the type of physician you are. Nurses or administrative staff may ask you questions about patients you weren't planning on seeing quite yet. So sometimes I'll just do a hybrid of the two. I'll go floor by floor, but on each floor I'll see the most complex people first. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Now that you know the order of the patients you're going to see, start seeing them with a particular approach in mind. I like to review the chart before going in. This is much faster if I'm the one who admitted the patient, so I know what's going on with them from the beginning. If not, or if it's not fresh in my mind, I'll quickly glance over the initial history and physical first. So what brought this patient into hospital? How long have they been here? What were we thinking the problem was? What was our initial plan? And again, we'll make a separate video on how to admit a patient and do a good history and physical note as well. So after that, I'll browse through the most recent 2 to 3 progress notes depending how long they've been in the hospital. So here, what have we done to investigate the problem and fix the problem? What have we found? How are they reacting to the treatment? Now that I have an idea of why they're here and what's been done so far, I focus on today. So you always start with the basics. What are their vital signs like? What are this morning's labs like? Did any investigations come back that need to be reviewed? Now I'm caught up on the objective stuff. Then I find the nurse of the patient and ask if there were any overnight issues reported or if that nurse has had any problems with the patient, or any questions or concerns for me. Sometimes here they'll ask for agitation medication, pain regimen adjustment, things like that. Now this sounds really drawn out, but it gives you a good picture of what's going on with the patient and avoids a barrage of phone calls later. Then finally, after doing all of that and having a good idea of what our next steps are going to be already, I walk into the patient's room. And of course, we'll do another video on how to properly interview a patient, but the long and short of it, I ask them how they're doing as a person first, then I ask them questions in the context of their medical presentation. Are they still having pain? Are they still having bleeding in their urine? Are they still feeling short of breath? Are they still coughing? And on, depending on what they came in with. Whatever they presented with, how is that doing now after our efforts to treat it? Are they progressing? Do we need to change things up? I examine them physically in the context of their presentation or anything new that's happened. I'll also address any concerns at this point that the nurse might have had, like the patient refusing medications or agitation or a new rash or anything like that. Then I'll share with them any abnormal labs or investigations that may have come back and what they mean, just to keep them in the loop. Then I'll briefly tell them what our plan for the day is and moving forward. And then finally, I'll ask them if they have any questions or concerns for me. Then I'm done. I walk out of the room, see if my management plan needs any changing for the day. So I'll adjust medications, call for a consult, order physio, add PRN medications, etc., etc. And at this point, I'll either change the plan as a resident or note it down to review with your senior if you're a med student. Now, I usually do my notes right away, or at least the important parts, while my thoughts and plans are fresh in my mind, as well as calling consults and doing orders like I mentioned at this point. But things like administrative tasks like calling family, signing forms, I'll leave to later in the day because most of them require less of a cognitive load. Now, this whole approach can take a few minutes or a half hour or more depending on the complexity of the patient's medical issues and also the psychosocial aspect and administrative work. But following it to a T every time ensures that I don't miss anything and that we have a clear game plan of why they're here and what we're doing for them. And believe me, it gets faster and more efficient with time, so figure out what works for you. Keeping patients in the hospital is very expensive, but more importantly, it can pose risks to them as well. DVTs, acquiring infections, falls. So we need to make sure, ideally at the time of admission, if they really need to be in hospital or not. And if they do, then we need to make sure we have a plan in place every single day to make progress towards the next step. So at this point, I'll continue along the floors and see my patients, then I'm either done for the day or I meet and review with the staff at the resident level or meet and review with whoever your senior is or your team at the med student level. This is a simple but important process that you'll be doing for a long time, and for some odd reason, no one sits you down and teaches you this at the beginning of clerkship or residency. So you gotta learn it and adjust it to find what works best for you. Like I mentioned earlier, in the next set of videos, we'll go over how to do good notes because that really makes this whole process easier and more efficient for everyone. There's nothing worse than having to figure out the patient's entire presentation from scratch every single day because the initial notes were poorly done. But nonetheless, that's a topic for another time. Hopefully this was helpful. Check the description for our newsletter and everything else we have going on. And I'll chat with you guys next time. Cheers.